All right. Well, good evening. How are y'all this evening? Doing blessed. That's good. Welcome those of us online also, and those of us that are here. If you would stand, if you can, we're going to start out by singing, "How Great Are You, Lord." How great are you, Lord? How great is your mercy? How great are the things that you have done for me? How great are you, Lord? Your loving kindness is filling my heart as I sing, how great are you, Lord? How great is your love? It reaches to the heavens. How great is the heart are you, Lord? How great is your mercy? How great are the things that you have done for me? How great are you, Lord? Your loving kindness is filling my heart as I sing, how great are you, Lord? How great is your love? It reaches to the heavens. How great is the heart that sought and rescued me? I worship you, Almighty God, there is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace.
That is all I want to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is all I want to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. There is none like you. There is none like you.
Amen.
Jesus is all the world to me, my life, my joy, my without him I would fall. When I am sad, to him I go. No other one can cheer me so. When I am sad, he makes me glad. He's my friend. Jesus is all the world to me, my friend in trials so. What a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning. on the everlasting arms. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms, I have blessed peace with my Lord so near. Leaning on the everlasting arms, leaning on Jesus, leaning on Jesus, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning on Jesus, leaning on Jesus, leaning on the everlasting arms.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Anybody got a pick of him? The tune you've been thinking of or songs God put in your heart? 356. Okay. Redeemed on 356. Mm-hmm. 356 redeemed. All right.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through his infinite mercy. His child and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed. His child and forever I am. Redeemed and so happy in Jesus, no language my rapture can tell. I know that the light of his presence with me doth continually dwell. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed. His child and forever I am. I think of my blessed Redeemer. I think of him all the day long. I sing, for I cannot be silent. His love is the theme of my song. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed. His child and forever I am. I know I shall see in his beauty the King in whose law I delight, who lovingly guardeth my footsteps and giveth me songs in the night. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed. His child and forever I am.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Anybody else? 83. All right. There's something about that name. Yeah, 83. All right.
Jesus, 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 there's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about that name.
Amen.
Tonight? All right.
Well, believe it or not, Paul got his 60-day
He got a 60-day chip. Amen. Good for Paul. That's great.
Oh, I tell you. Thank the
Lord. That's great, man. Amen.
Yeah. I just keep on praying and praying.
Keep on praying and praying. Amen. That's all you can do. Praise the Lord.
I'd like to thank God for my mother. I have the best mother in the world. She's... Okay. My mother's 91. She has poor eyesight. She sees through one eye. She doesn't read anything, but she can read her Bible.
Amen.
She can't hardly see to read anything, but she says she can read her Bible. I have to share this with y'all. Tomorrow night is ladies' Bible study, and we're going to try something new. Debbie said we're going to try to study about women in the Bible.
Okay.
And this month I'm going through the, I think it was Book of Judges. And there's three women that were heroes. There was Judge Deborah.
Yeah.
Who was, they wanted to go to battle, and they said she had to come. And she said, okay, but the woman's getting the credit. And then there was a lady that... enemy ran into her tent, and she pegged his head to the ground with the tent peg.
Yeah.
And then there was another woman.
Don't mess with that gal.
I don't know. And this is my language. This is a biblical language.
Praise the Lord.
And there was a lady that threw a millstone over the wall, and I couldn't tell you which side of the team she was on, but when she conked a guy in the head, he said, "You hurry up and kill me so it won't be said that a woman killed me." I thought that was hilarious. And I'm not sure if which side she was on, though.
Right. Amen.
But anyway, the Bible is exciting. The Old Testament is full of great stories, and that's what we'll be studying.
Amen.
Monday night.
Amen. All right. Praise back there. Yeah. All right, Jeremiah.
Quick sharing a Bible scripture, if I may. Max McLean on the way out the door was reading from Isaiah 51:6. Lift up your eyes to the heavens, look at the earth beneath. The heavens will vanish like smoke. The earth will wear out like a garment, and its inhabitants die like flies. But my salvation will last forever. My righteousness will never fail.
Amen.
Sometimes it feels like church is the safest place you can be.
Yeah, amen, man. There you go. That's good. All right, who else? Anybody else praise his testimonies? All right, James has got a... James has got one. James
always has one.
James has got one. James.
I want to praise the Lord for one of our uncles. He had COVID, and he got really sick, and he got pneumonia.
Yeah.
And he was doing real bad, and he called a day and let people know that he's going home and he's getting better.
Oh, amen.
And, so...
And this is your uncle or Becky's uncle?
It's
Becky's uncle.
Becky's uncle.
We share.
But we prayed and we told the Lord that if he'd bring her through this, that we'd glorify his name. So,
amen, man.
You know, that's what we're trying to do.
What is uncle's name?
George.
Uncle George.
George Gary, and his wife had it, and her name is Joan Gary.
George Gary. Healed up.
He's still recuperating.
But he's going home from the hospital.
That's
great
praise. Yeah.
All right, what else? What else? Back there in the back.
From Loopy in chat, I want to thank God my Aunt Patty's surgery went well. She is now
okay.
In physical therapy rehab in Conroe.
Aunt Patty.
Amen.
Okay. Successful surgery. It's a great praise. All right, any other praises or testimonies?
I just want to praise the Lord. I got to visit with my youngest daughter and her husband and my grandson yesterday, and everything went well. You know, we hadn't seen them in about a couple years because we had a little bow wow with politics, really, you know. whatever, right?
Yeah, amen.
It wasn't me. I let it go right then and there, but
yeah.
I love her. Anyway, we had a great time, so we hope that's gone under the bridge.
Amen. Yeah, amen, man.
Amen.
Yeah. All right. James reconciling. youngest daughter. All right, all right. Anything else? All right, prayer requests. Prayer requests, anybody? Unspokens?
Lori's grandma, Paige, passed on. Or, no, grandpa. Yeah, her grandpa, Paige, passed on. And so
okay.
Just, yeah, pray for peace for her grandma and for their her dad and, you know, their family.
While Paige is passing.
Yeah, she said that he did pray to accept the Lord before he left.
Amen.
Yeah, amen.
And when did he pass away?
Yesterday.
Yesterday, okay. Yeah. James give you the mic right there.
You think I need this?
Oh, yeah. People online want to hear it.
I understand. I have a dear, dear friend that's been a friend for 40 years.
Yeah.
He has a son named David.
Yeah.
David has had some real ups and downs in his life. But 3 days ago, David and his brother, which would be my friend's son also, he was walking on the ground and he fell. They don't know what made him fall, but he got tripped up and he fell. And they had to call an ambulance and took him to the hospital. And that fall broke his neck in two different places.
Oh, my soul.
It broke 6 ribs on one side.
That's a pretty good fall.
And it broke his left or right, doesn't matter, but I think they said it was his left leg in two places between the knee and the hip. But the praise is the doctors looked him over and they said, well, he's in a mess, but we don't see anything that's going to keep him from getting better and better and better if we do the right treatment.
Yeah, amen.
Well, I got a friend, a letter from my friend today, which was his father, and he told me that David was a lot better and was actually up on the side of the bed and standing a little bit, and he even took a step or two today. So I'm thankful that he didn't get hurt any worse, even though that's a pretty bad fall and breakage. But he's better, and he's up and about, and he shows signs of improvement quite nicely so far. So
yeah,
I'm amen. Thankful for that and just want to thank God for it.
Amen, man.
As a corporate body here in the church.
Sure. Amen. Amen. I want to continue to pray for Ukraine. And then I don't know how many people. What you got, brother?
Loopy Unspoken for Home and Family.
Well, all right. We got the Unspokens down, Miss Loopy. We're going to lift those up. Okay, so live update. I don't know how this. Okay, this is an hour old. Live update, 6 killed, 12 hurt in Sacramento shooting. So they had a mass shooting in Sacramento, California. So it looks like so far there's 6 adults killed and 12 others shot downtown. Multiple shooters. So that was this morning. And then Robert Hobbs, y'all noticed he got cleaned up? You know, he buzzed his hair off, ditched the cowboy hat, and trimmed his. He came and shared with me today that he's going into the Marine Corps.
Oh, wow.
So he is, he said he got cleaned up because once he swore in, he's under their jurisprudence. So he's got. So you swear, yeah. So he's going to San Diego in May, and I told him, I said, well, we'll start praying for him tonight. But I told him, I said, well, you know, if you got time the last Sunday before you head out of here, I go, we'll walk down and we'll pray for you. And then I told him, I said, how long's boot camp? He said, 13 weeks. I said, how long's Army boot camp? He said, 9. Yeah, so he's his MOS, is that what you call it, MOS? Yeah, his MOS is infantry, so he's gung-ho in it. So he wanted to do a military engineer, and there were no spots for that, so he took an infantry position. So anyway, that's I told him, I said, so after the I go, after the boot camp, I go, how much time do you have before you go to your school, you know? He goes, I got 10 days. And I go, well, I understand your parents want to see you in Kansas. But I go, if you come back to your brother's, because his brother lives down the street from me on Zion. I go, if you come down the street from you, James.
Yeah.
I go, if you come back to, if you got time, you come back to your brother's. I go, please come to the church. I go, everybody want to see the transformation. You know, coming in his blues and his khaki top and his head all. I mean, we just want to see the transformation. He looked like a piece of iron after 13 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so Robert Hobbs going Marine Corps, man. Hoorah. Hoorah. Good for that, brother. So you know what I told him? I said, don't be a hero, keep your head down. That's what Pastor Lee told him. Don't be a hero, keep your head down. We want to see you again. Amen?
Amen.
All right, so Ukraine, David recovering from the fall, mass shooting in Sacramento, our shut-ins. Oh. Grandpa Page's passing yesterday, Lori's grandfather, unspoken. What else? Anything else? Yes, sir.
We do got a shut-in zone there, right?
Yeah, I got him.
He got it. Yeah.
Who's this? George Gary. That's on praises. Yeah, it's a praise section. Yeah. I'll pray for him when we praise the Lord for his healing. Yeah, amen. What else?
Pray for Ronnie Holman.
Ronnie Holman.
Johnny Hyman still in Miss Socorro. And for Miss Bicky with her back.
Ronnie Holman. Johnny Hyman. Miss Bicky. Miss Socorro. Okay.
And I'd also like to lift Ronnie up in prayer. He's been very fatigued lately. He's working a lot of hours, but also for his eye, it was hurting him pretty bad today, especially after lunch. I think John caused that.
Oh no, John! Did you poke him in the eye? Did you get hot sauce in his eye? Oh, what do you got, brother?
Lori's coworker Akilah had to go to the hospital for an infected tooth, and pray for her.
What is her name?
Akilah, A-K-I-L-A-H.
A-K-I-L-A-H, Akilah?
Yes, yeah.
Female?
Yes, female.
Female? Yeah. Infected tooth, okay. All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Amen? All right, our Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight, Lord, and we praise you for the blessings of life, and we praise you for salvation. Thank you, Lord, that we can come tonight and sing praises to your name, lift up these prayer requests. We pray that if anyone here this evening needs to make a, Lord, take care of their sin account and just begin confessing to you their sins so that they're a clean vessel when they pray these things here in a few moments, then, Lord, we just ask they take time to do that and be ready to lift these things up as I pray these things publicly. You're more than welcome to pray these things silently, Lord, or pray whatever you would lay upon their heart to pray. But, Lord, as we come to you tonight, we thank you for our salvation. We thank you for your love and your grace and your mercy. We thank you for this turnaround in Paul's life and this 60 days of sobriety, this chip that he's received for 60 days. Lord, we pray that he would just keep taking that deal one day at a time and keep working that program. And Lord, we pray you'd deliver Paul from the want to and from the desire to want to drink and to be on alcohol. So, Lord, we just pray you continue to deliver him from that temptation. And, Lord, just be with his sponsor and be with this support group that he's in to just encourage him and hold him accountable to the way as he continues to go day after day with no alcohol in his system. We just give you the praise and the glory for that. We lift up Becky's praise to you tonight, praising God for her mom and her love for the Word as she gets in it and reads it, Lord, and that's about all she can read, but she loves your Word. We thank you for that. And, Lord, we praise you for Uncle George, Becky's uncle, getting healed up from COVID, not over it completely yet, but getting ready to leave the hospital, Lord. So we just pray for George as he goes home. We praise you for his deliverance thus far, but we pray you continue to heal his body. Pray his lungs would not be scarred, Lord, and pray that you would just bring him back to full strength and full health as he gets out of that hospital and goes home. We lift up Loopy's Aunt Patty, and we praise you for this successful surgery that she had on this very delicate part of her neck, a high-risk surgery, Lord, and you brought her through it. And, Lord, we just pray that Aunt Patty would continue well in her rehab, and, Lord, we would get to see her soon as she gets all healed up from this procedure. Lord, we praise you that James was able to reconcile with his youngest daughter and son-in-law and grandchild. Lord, we're thankful for the time that they had this past week. And, Lord, the catching up they got to do after several years of not really being around one another. Lord, we lift these praises up to you, and we're thankful for them, Lord. They are answers to prayer. And we just praise you for answering those things, and we love you tonight for it. Lord, as we come to you tonight with these prayer requests, we lift up Lori's co-worker, Akilah, with this infected tooth. We pray you might touch that part of her body, Lord, and bring healing to her. Help her get the right antibiotic and see the right physician or dentist for that. And, Lord, we pray you might bring her through that. We lift up these unspokens to you tonight, Lord. Each and every person here and several people online have voiced concern about an unspoken prayer request. And, Lord, you know what these things are. And, Lord, they're kind of private and delicate. We don't want to voice these things publicly, but you know exactly what they are. And so, Lord, we lay these things down at your feet tonight, and we're thankful that you hear us. And, Lord, where we can't make intercession any longer, where we just don't know how to pray and deal with it, Lord, we're asking that you might make intercession on our behalf with these unspoken requests. And we just praise you tonight, Lord, for hearing us and for giving us the grace, giving us the peace, giving us the patience to go another day, another week, another month with some of these things that we're dealing with. We lift up Lori's grandmother and the passing of Lori's grandfather. Grandpa Page yesterday, we pray that you strengthen her and, Lord, be with Lori's family. Comfort them during this time of loss. We do praise you tonight for Grandpa Page's salvation. And, Lord, we just pray that that'll be a great reunion one day when Lori and the rest of her family get to see Grandpa Page. Lord, we pray for our shut-ins tonight. We pray that you might encourage them in their spirit, Lord. We thank them for all that they do, the prayers that they send up for the church, and, Lord, just what they mean to us here at New Hope. We're thankful that they can be a part of the services online. But, Lord, we pray for these shut-ins. We pray you keep them encouraged. We do lift up this mass shooting in Sacramento tonight, Lord, that happened this morning. 6 dead, 12 wounded, Lord. And, Father God, I just pray that you would help those families that have lost loved ones, be with those that are injured out there in California, and Lord, you would intervene and bring these different shooters, more than one shooter, we pray you'd bring them to justice, God. And then, Lord, for our sheriff's deputies here in Harris County, and constables, Lord, that are getting killed by drunk drivers, by getting shot and dying that way, by trying to stop theft of their own personal property and losing their lives. Lord, we pray a hedge of protection around these sheriff's deputies, police officers, just all law enforcement, men and women in blue, God. We just pray you watch over them tonight, this coming week. Lord, I pray we could have a few days without losing one. Lord, we pray for them and we lift them up to you tonight. Lord, we lift up Frank's prayer request about David, who had fallen and is now recovering. We give you the praise and the glory and honor for that, Lord. We pray you continue to mend David's body and bring him back to health, wellness and full health as the doctors treat him and all of these different injuries that he sustained. Father God, we continue to pray for the situation in Ukraine. We pray that you help these Ukrainian people, men and women. Lord, we pray that you would help them push out the aggressor, the pariah state of Russia. Lord, we pray that you would give them the backbone and the military aid that they need and the want to get Russia completely off their land, out of their sovereign country, out of their democracy. Father God, I pray that you would just strengthen them. And I pray for President Putin tonight, Lord, that as he figures out what's going on, that he doesn't slip off into some kind of deranged dementia and decide to use nuclear weapons. I pray that the Russian military and hierarchy, Lord, would begin to make plans of transition if he tries to do that and remove him from power somehow, some way. So, Lord, we just lift that situation up to you. We do pray for Robert tonight, Robert Hobbs. Lord, we pray for his protection as he gets ready to go to BASIC, San Diego. And, Lord, we just begin to pray a hedge of protection around him as he goes off into infantry training school here in several months. Lord, we just watch over him and guide him, Lord. And we'd like to stay in contact with Robert through the years. And maybe, Lord, when he's discharged, he ends up coming back here for good. So, Lord, we just lift Robert Hobbs up to you. We thank you for his service and for his desire to serve and protect freedom, protect the freedoms of this nation. So, Lord, we just pray for Robert tonight. And then, Lord, we lift up Ronnie Holman to you. We pray for Johnny Hyman, Miss Bicky, Miss Socorro. We pray for these with their different health issues, Lord. You know exactly what they are, where they need to be touched, God. And we know you're the great physician, and, Lord, we just lift them up to you. Ronnie with his cancer, and Johnny with his lungs, and Miss Bicky with her back, and Miss Socorro with her health struggles, Lord. We just lift them up to you tonight, Father God, pray you touch them. And then Ronnie, we pray for Ronnie Vaculik. We pray for his eyes. We pray for his stamina, Lord, as he's gone back to work, working long hours, and in the midst of this Kroger contract and about to go on strike and all that jazz, Lord. We just lift him up. Just strengthen him, undergird him, Lord. Help him make all the miles and make all the stops he's got to make each and every day, these different days of the week, Lord. So we just pray you make his path straight and you bring him some relief to that eye that he's dealing with. Father God, we thank you for your word tonight. We pray that you illumine us with it, and we give you the praise and the glory that we can be in it. It's in your name we pray, and everybody said, amen. Amen. All right, take your Bibles and turn to Revelation chapter 19. I invite you to stand in honor of the reading of the inerrant word of God. We'll kick it off again here in verse 11, and we'll read through verse 19, verse 21, 19, I don't know. We'll take it all the way to 21 so we can really get the flavor of it. Revelation 19, beginning in verse 11. Have you found it? All right, those online? Revelation 19, beginning in verse 11, the Word of God reads, "And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he who sat on it is called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he judges and wages war. His eyes are a flame of fire, and on his head are many diadems. And he has a name written on him which no one knows except himself. He's clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which are in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, were following him on white horses. From his mouth comes a sharp sword, so that with it he may strike down the nations. And he will rule them with a rod of iron. And he treads the winepress of the fierce wrath of God the Almighty. And on his robe and on his thigh he has a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried out with a loud voice, saying to all the birds which fly in mid-heaven, come assemble for the great supper of God, so that you may eat the flesh of kings and the flesh of commanders and the flesh of mighty men and the flesh of horses and of those who sit on them and the flesh of all men, both free men and slaves and small and great. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies assembled to make war against him who sat on the horse and against his army. And the beast was seized, and with him the false prophet who performed the signs in the presence by which he deceived those who had received the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. These two were thrown alive into the lake of fire which burns with brimstone, and the rest were killed with the sword which came from the mouth of him who sat on the horse, and all the birds were filled with their flesh." Thank you all for standing in honor of the reading of the holy inerrant word of God, and may he add his tremendous blessing to it. Now, last time we talked about this, we tried to introduce this passage, and we basically, the outline goes like this. The reality of the second coming. And in the midst of that reality, we talked about the king's nature. It was verses 11 through 13. And we didn't get all that covered. We talked about his nature. We said he's full of glory. We talked about his nature some more. We said he's faithful and true, verse 11, right? Faithful and true, verse 11 says. We ended last time talking about modern politicians. Remember that? We said modern politicians do what? That's right. We said they rarely speak the truth, all right? I tried to clean it up. Amen. They clean it up a little bit. Preacher, clean it up a little bit. They usually tell us, we said, what they think we want to hear. Politicians lie to keep their jobs and to fulfill their own agendas. Now, Jesus, we said, is not like those men, right? Amen? He always tells the truth, and he will do everything he says he will do, right? You believe that? Amen? So, as we get going, we talked about how I, and hopefully you, are glad that we can depend on the promises of the Lord. We said people will fail us, but he will always do what he has promised. Amen? So as we continue on with the reality of the second coming, the king's nature, we're talking about his nature some more. He fights in righteousness. Okay? He fights in righteousness. Still dealing with verse 11. Faithful and true. And in righteousness, he judges and wages war. His nature, he fights in righteousness. Most of this world's wars that you can go back and study in history, most of this world's wars have been fought over false pretense and foolish objectives. In the news, Exhibit A, Russian aggression against Ukraine is a prime example. But our Lord's cause is a just and holy cause. He fights for the honor of his Father's name and his Father's glory. He fights against the unrighteousness and evil. He wages war for the glory of God alone. So that brings us now, we've looked at the king's nature, that brings us now to the king's names. Names, plural. Look at verse 12. We'll deal with the first one. His eyes are a flame of fire, and on his head are many diadems, and he has a name written on him which no one knows except himself. Now, this first name is the name of mystery. What is this mysterious name? I wish I could tell you. I can't tell you. I don't know. No one knows but him. No one knows this name but him. What is the point of John even referencing the name of mystery? Well, he referenced it because there is a name of mystery, but the point is this. The point here is that humanity has refused to know Jesus. The age of grace has thus stopped here at the end of the tribulation. Those that are still remaining at the Battle of Armageddon, which is what we're talking about, they would not use his name except as a byword, except as a slang word. You've heard people say that before? They get upset and they don't say G-O-D in an expletive, but they say J-E-S-U-S. They say his full name like it's some kind of slang or some kind of curse word, right? They would not use his name except as a byword, except as a slang word or a curse word. Now the days of grace, I've already said it, they have passed forever. Now they cannot know him even if they desire to. So Jesus is the name of mystery. Jesus' name is the name also of mystery, but also of ministry. Look in verse 13. What do we see there? He is clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name, oh, here's another name. His name is called what? The Word of God. Amen? The first time Jesus came, first advent, he came as God in human flesh. John chapter 1, verse 1, John chapter 1, verse 14. He is the Word. He is the Word of God. He came to fulfill the promises and prophecies of the Word. He came to go to the cross and pay the cost for for sin in sinners. But the next time he comes, he's coming to fulfill the rest of the Word of God. Jesus is, as Hebrews 12:2 says, the author and finisher of our faith. The name of mystery. Jesus' name is the name of ministry. He's called the Word of God. But thirdly, Jesus' name is the name of majesty. Look at verse 16. And on his robe and on his thigh, he has a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen? His name is written on his thigh. The thigh symbolizes what? Strength. The thigh symbolizes what else? Well, strength, stability, and power. That's, I think, the largest muscle on us is that big old quadricep thing down there hanging off our leg, right? When Jacob wrestled with the angel did what? The angel touched Jacob's thigh, and his leg no longer had the same power it once had. He walked for the rest of his life with a limp. Genesis 32, verses 24 through 32. When Jesus comes the next time, he's not coming as the lowly Nazarene. He will not be the butt of cruel joking and mockery. He will not be mocked and stripped of his clothes. He will not be beaten and spit upon. And he will not be crucified. He will come the next time as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. His name is also written on his robe. His garment is a symbol of his position. When Jacob gave Joseph that coat of many colors, Jacob was telling everyone who his favorite son was. Joseph's brothers saw that coat and they knew that Joseph was the apple of his daddy's eye. Well, Jesus is the ultimate ruler. His very garments prove that he is worthy of faith and worship. Now, that kind of dovetails in. We talked about the king's nature. We finished that up this evening. We talked about the king's name, three of those names. And now we're dealing with the king's apparel. Now, we just mentioned his robe, but we're going to continue on with the king's apparel. Look at verse 13. He's clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called, we've already covered that, the Word of God. His garments are stained with the blood of his enemies. With the blood of his enemies. Now, the question arises as to why his garments are blood spattered before the battle has even begun. This is not his first battle when we think about Jesus, when we think about God the Father, not their first rodeo. Nor is this his last battle. At the end of the thousand-year reign, there will be a brief, short skirmish, and then it will be finished. But Jeremiah mentioned Isaiah tonight. If you want to turn to Isaiah, we'll kind of look at a parallel passage where God the Father takes on the one that's treading out the grapes of wrath. It's Isaiah or Isaiah, depending on how you pronounce it, 63, beginning in verse 1. 63, verse 1. The Word of God reads this, Isaiah 63. Have you found it? Amen? Isaiah 63. Says, who is this who comes from Edom with garments of glowing colors from Bozra? This one who is majestic in his apparel, marching in the greatness of his strength. It is I who speak in righteousness, mighty to save. Why is your apparel red and your garments like the one who treads in the winepress? I have trodden the wine trough alone, and from the peoples there was no man with me. I also trod them in my anger and trampled them in my wrath, and their lifeblood is sprinkled on my garments, and I stained all my raiment. For the day of vengeance was in my heart, and my year of redemption has come. I looked, and there was no one to help, and I was astonished, and there was no one to uphold. So my own arm brought salvation to me, and my wrath upheld me. I trod down the peoples in my anger and made them drunk in my wrath, and I poured out their lifeblood on the earth. Isaiah 63, verses 1 through 6, the little heading above my paragraph of Scripture is God's vengeance on the nations. Sounds real familiar here in Revelation 19, 11 through 21, doesn't it? Amen? Amen? We said it's not his first battle, not his first rodeo. The blood on Jesus' robe represents that he has fought for his people throughout redemptive history. And his war clothes bear the stains of many previous slaughters. But at that day, at the day of his return, they will be stained as never before when he, as verse 15, find it with me, verse 15, he may strike down the nations and he will rule them with a rod of iron, and he treads the winepress of the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty. So what a day it will be when the eastern sky rips asunder and King Jesus, in all of his glory and power, rides forth in awesome and absolute victory. That's the king's apparel. Now we come to the king's army. Verse 14. And the armies which are in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, were following him on white horses. Now, scholars tell us the army is basically broken down into four divisions. Four divisions make up these glorified troops. The first division we get from earlier in chapter 19, that is the bride of the Lamb. The church was pictured wearing fine linen, white and clean, verses 7 and 8. Those glorified believers, that'd be me and you, will accompany Christ here. The second division will be the tribulation believers, who are also pictured in heaven wearing white robes, per chapter 7. Verse 9. The third division is the Old Testament saints. Now, we talked about them coming to the wedding, who are as guests, the Old Testament saints, who are resurrected at the end of this tribulation, per Daniel chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. And finally, we've got the fourth division, which is the holy angels, who will also accompany Christ, per Matthew 25, verse 31. Now, I don't know about you. I've never thought of myself or of most Christians that I know as being members of a mighty army. I know we sing the song, the Army of God. Did we sing that song? We've sung that song here before. Yeah, the Army of God, right? Well, isn't that how it goes, the Army of God song? Something like that? Yeah, Army of God, right? I've never really saw myself like that, right? Man of peace, try to be a man of peace, right? Kind, gentle, and all those things. But ultimately, we are a part of a mighty army. Whether you want to be or not, you are. It just is, right? The verse tells us that Jesus will be accompanied by the redeemed saints of God when he returns in glory. But unlike the Lord Jesus Christ, the heavenly army were unarmed. We have no armament. He alone will destroy his enemies. Now, that's comforting to me. Amen? That's comforting to me. He alone will destroy his enemies. We are there not necessarily to fight alongside Jesus as much as we are there to witness and then reign with him. Chapter 20, verses 4 through 6, and also a reference in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. So that is the king's army. That brings us to the king's armament, and that'll be the last thing we cover tonight, and that's verse 15. From his mouth comes a sharp sword, so that with it he may strike down the nations, and he'll rule them with a rod of iron, and he treads the winepress of the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty. When he comes, Jesus will need no carnal weapons. He will not beg. He will not need stinger missiles or landmines or tanks or anything of that nature. He will open his mouth and unleash the power of his very word. Now, I've been telling you through the years that there is power in his word. Have I not? I've been telling you through the years, there is power in his word. He created this universe, everything contained within it, with the word of his mouth. He spoke it. His word has the power to bring light out of darkness and life out of death. He speaks, and what he speaks happens. His word is a living thing. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. His word is an extension of himself. It has the power to heal. It has the power to give light or give life. And it has the power to destroy and the power to kill. Jesus spoke and the waves lay at his feet like gentle little puppies, puppy dogs. He spoke and a fig tree withered within an instant. He spoke, and a dead man named Lazarus walked out of his tomb. He spoke, and the scales fell from my own eyes when he spoke. When he spoke to me, in the depths of my sin, in my own deadness spiritually, I heard the still small voice in my inner man call out to me for salvation. His word came and brought light and life in my heart. There is power in his word. A small demonstration of the power of his word, just a small demonstration, and then we'll be done, is John chapter 18, verses 4 through 6. The word of God reads this: So Jesus, knowing all the things that were coming upon him, went forth and said to them, Whom do you seek? They answered him, Jesus the Nazarene. He said to them, I am he. And Judas also, who was betraying him, was standing with them. So when he said to them, I am he, they drew back. And they fell to the ground before they took him into custody, before they took him and beat him and spat on him and stripped him of his clothes and plucked his beard and thrust a crown of thorns upon his head. He said, I am he. They stepped back and they dropped on their faces. The power of his word. Amen? That is the reality of his second coming. We'll pick it up when we come back on Wednesday night. Amen. Let's close with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight. We thank you, Lord, that we can cover some ground. Revelation 19, we thank you for your word. We thank you that your promises are true. And Lord, we thank you tonight that we're heaven bound, sealed for the day of redemption, Lord. We praise you tonight for that. Give us safety tonight, Lord. We again pray for these peace officers, police officers, constables, sheriff's deputies, city police officers, Lord, Houston, Tomball, all around, Montgomery County, Harris County, all these counties around here, Lord, we pray a hedge of protection around them, Lord. Watch over them. Help them get through these shifts, these next couple of weeks, Lord, as they attend the different funerals and for the fallen brethren, Lord. And we just pray that you encourage them in their spirits, and Lord, we pray that somehow, some way, the meanness would come closer to an end. We pray that this hunting and stealing of these catalytic converters, Lord, we just pray that these different recycling places would just quit buying them, make them worthless. Lord, just stop the demand of it. And Lord, maybe some things will straighten up a little bit from that. But God, you're sovereign. You know it's your timing. You're in control. So Lord, we lift it up. We lay it at your feet. It's in your name we pray. And everybody said, amen. All right. Well, they ought to do something, man. They ought to do something for Stillham County. You know, that's how that one...